11-day spiritual retreat, instant illumination for today. The topic is Adam and Eve had everything without limitation. Adam and Eve had everything without limitation. You say, well, Adam and Eve didn't have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yes, they did. But they took it without asking. According to the second chapter of the story, Adam and Eve were told not to eat of the knowledge of good and evil. And the reason that they were told not to eat of this tree is so they wouldn't have to be concerned about judging people, to be concerned about running other people's lives, be concerned about making judgments in life, being non-judgmental, being unpossessed. And Adam and Eve, like all children, they have every toy in the world. And they did. And they said, I'm nothing to play with. I don't have any toys. I don't have anything to play with. And so they looked at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and said, hey, we can't play with that. Let's play with it. Anything they can't play with, they want to play with. Well, the fact is that in the first chapter of Genesis, I mean, you know, how inconsistent can you be between the first chapter and the second chapter? In the first chapter, everything was given to Adam and Eve for them to be in charge of, for them to be over. And every tree and every fruit-bearing tree and every seed-bearing tree was for them for food. Everyone, without hesitation, without limitation. Now, you say, well, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that was a symbol, that wasn't a tree. Well, as far as we're concerned, as far as Adam and Eve were concerned, it was a tree. As far as their story is, they ate of the tree, and the devil, in the form of the serpent, gave them the apple, said, eat the apple. Surely God's not going to kill you. Can you imagine God says, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I'll kill you? Can you imagine? I mean, that takes quite a stretch of the imagination to get into that point of view. But let's just look at it from the point of view that Adam and Eve are in the first chapter. Nice, huh? Okay, in the first chapter, they've got everything. And the second chapter, they got everything, too. But they got everything there. Garden of Eden, everything they could want. They don't need clothes because the temperature is perfect. They don't need anything, and they never get a sunburn. They never get a tan. They're always just gloriously whatever color they are. And they're just beautiful, just wonderful. And they don't need a house because the weather is the same at night as it is during the day, just gloriously comfortable. And they're naked during the day. They're naked at night. They are just comfortable, totally comfortable. They don't know what anything is other than comfort. They live in a constant state of comfort. And, hey, that's a cool way to live, isn't it? So, now, if we're talking philosophically about it, or if we're talking allegorically about it, or however we're talking about Adam and Eve, you have to say 1, 2, and 3. 1 is Adam and Eve were a man and a woman living in the Garden of Eden, which was perfect from the beginning with no limitations. Or you say Adam and Eve is symbolic, and Adam and Eve are symbolic of all human beings, all men and all women, and all men and all women have desires that go beyond the what are considered right and wrong. You know, like they shouldn't have this tree of the knowledge of good and evil because it will make them be judgmental. You know, and well, who cares? If God cares, then God says there's some part of God that they can't have within them. Now, could God create anything with some part of it that you couldn't have in it? I mean, it's just like saying, okay, now, in this drop of water, let's take out all of the H and just put in the O, you know, and what would you have? You'd have oxygen only. You wouldn't have water. It becomes water when it's H2O. So if you take anything out of the water doesn't become water. So if you take anything out of man, of his universality, of his ability to speak anything, think anything, do anything, say anything, be anything, then you have taken him away from his divine nature. No. Adam and Eve had everything without limitation is very true. They did. Now, again, where are we talking? One, two, or three? Are we talking about the illusion? Are we talking about the things that are so or things that are not so? What are we talking about? Once you decide, I know every time I say something, I say Adam and Eve have had everything without limitation. You say, yeah, that's right, that's nice. Well, now, what do you mean when you say, yeah, that's right? Are you talking about Mr. and Mrs. God, Adam God and Eve God? Or are you talking about Mr. and Mrs. Human, Adam Human and Eve Human? Or are you talking about Mr. and Mrs. Devil, Adam Devil, Eve Devil? Or are you talking about Mr. and Mrs. Adam Illusion, Eve Illusion? What's their last name? What is their zone of playing games in, you know? Very fascinating. Now, I talked with a man the other day who read A Gift from Self to Self. The simplest book you could ever read. Book that touches the principle, that touches the law. And he said it is so deep that he could only read it a few paragraphs at a time, if a paragraph, because there's so much to think about. Now, I personally cannot imagine anyone being that obtuse and that dense, not aware of the things that the gift from self to self teaches. The gift of self to self, I have little children reading it and understanding it. And I have older people reading it and understanding it. And I have people reading it all over the world and understanding it because they say it's a good introduction to the philosophy. Because it's so simple and so beautiful and so complete. But he couldn't understand it. Now, I know why he couldn't understand it. We do not understand those things that we do not want to know. Because if we know it, then we have to practice it. And if we have to practice it, then we are expected to reflect it in our life. Are you doing your lesson? Yep, I'm doing my lesson. How come you're failing in school? I just couldn't get it. It's too hard. Well, you're not doing your lesson. Because if you did your lesson, that's what they ask you in school. And if you had done your lesson, you would know the answer, you know? Wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. All right. So, you just didn't do your lesson. No. We say to people, if this philosophy is what they want to have, and they have to make that decision first, if the philosophy is what they want to have, then what they say is that they read it three times a day out loud to themselves for a week. And in that time, if they haven't bought the program and said yes, then stop. Then stop. But they don't stop. They go on. They want to get the certificates. They want to get the degrees. Okay, if you want that, then study, 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 study three times a day. Why do you want a certificate from hell? You know? Why do you want a certificate from some organization that you do not believe in what they teach? I wouldn't want an organization. I wouldn't want a certificate from the Catholic Church saying that I am a good Jesuit priest, you know, because that's not what I am. I mean, a Jesuit priest is just wonderful. I know many of them and I love them. But the thing is, I am not in that philosophy. Now, many of the Jesuit priests believe just like I do. We have talked about these things and they have said, yeah. But their cutoff is such that they cannot accept that. They cannot say that's true publicly. So that's true. Now, if the Pope were dying, and Jimmy Carter, yeah, Billy Graham came in there and said to the Pope, Pope, if you will accept my philosophy, I will heal you right now. And the Pope says, my God, I got to do something. Okay, I'll accept your philosophy. I'll accept it, you know. And then Billy Graham says, okay, you're healed. Could the Pope be healed? Sure.
Yeah.
And would the Pope have to follow that philosophy? Yes. If the Pope didn't follow that philosophy after being healed because of the philosophy, then what would happen? What would happen is that he'd be untrue to himself. And the very thing about his teachings are integrity. Now, can you imagine the Pope teaching Billy Graham's philosophy? I mean, it'd be quite different. And can you imagine his evangelical approach to it, with all their money and all their ability to reach out Pretty soon they'd have all the Mormons and all the Muslims and all the Protestants and everybody into their organization, because it takes that kind of a winning personality, a winning way. But Adam and Eve had everything without limitation. They didn't have any Billy Graham or any Pope or anybody like that, or any Buddha or anybody to show them the way or take them away. All they did was to just be themselves and have fun. And then they forgot. Then they forgot. They forgot, and they started thinking that it was terrible. They forgot, and they started thinking, oh, I'm naked. Naked? That's your birthday suit. That's your suit, the only suit you got. Is Rex naked when he has just had a haircut? Well, we say he's naked, but think he's not naked. Is the mini pin here? He doesn't get a haircut, and he has very short hair, and you can see everything about him if you want to see anything. And is he ashamed of himself? No. Why should he be ashamed of himself? But you see, we're ashamed of ourselves because we put certain labels on that. And could you see coming the downgrading of sex? And sex was very important in the first area of the Bible, because without it, you'd have no people on earth.
Yes.
As far as the program went. But I believe the infinite presence said, hey, it's a new world filled with people, filled with animals and plants. But he put all the plants on, he put all the animals on, he put all the fish, and he put all this. Why should he make one man and one woman and make them do all the work to populate the earth? I mean, that's sort of irrational, isn't it? I think they should have left it out of it. And he should have said, and I created man and woman in my image, and my image created I them to populate the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that one little sentence, to populate the earth, would have been so much easier and so much more than everything else in their writings would have made sense. But you see, a little phrase like that, the only man, the only woman, and it doesn't say that. It doesn't say the only man, the only woman. It just says it's Adam and Eve. You know. But you see, in talking about the Bible, you don't need to knock it. There's no reason for it, because it has a lot of significant information in it. But what you do want to do is you want to read these things with an open heart and read them from where you stand. And if it fits with you, believe about yourself, okay. If it doesn't, then try a different one. Try a different one. I tell you, it's wonderful. Well, my loves, Adam and Eve had everything without limitation. How about you? Do you have everything without limitation?
Yes.
And you love me?
Yes.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.